Æthelstan, the first king of Britain. Æthelstan of Wessex was the first real king of Britain, and he destroyed an invading force made up of Scots, the kings of Strathclyde and Vikings, led by Olaf Guthrieson, who was the king of the Dublin Vikings, near a place called Brunanburh, with an army made up of West Saxons and Mercians in 937. To this day, no one knows where Brunanburh is. Before he became king of Britain, he was king of Wessex, and he pushed the borders of his rule so much that he could be named king of Britain. In 927, he conquered York from the Vikings and forced a submission from Constantine of the Scots and all of the northern kings. King Æthelstan then ruled all of Northumbria, Wessex, Mercia, and Cornwall, and received tribute from the five Welsh kings. This is some of the titles he bore at the time: King of the Anglo-Saxons and Emperor of the Northumbrians, Ruler of the Pagans and Champion of the Britons. This following poem was translated from Latin and describes him as a true Christian king. Holy King Æthelstan, renowned through the whole world, whose esteem flourishes and whose honor endures everywhere, whom God set as king over the English, sustained by the foundation of the throne and as leader of his earthly forces. Plainly so that this king himself, mighty in war, might be able to conquer other fierce kings, treading down their fierce necks. Although this man is one of the lesser known heroes of Britain, he was the first to unite many of the lands in Britain and push back the Viking invaders. He also made alliances with the King of France and the future Otto the Great by marrying his sisters to them. All those feats made the future kings of the West Saxons attractive allies in the years to come.